Standing. Brother Kid, we're going to do something a little different this morning. You know, for the last little bit, we've been preaching through Leviticus. And we've been preaching, up to Leviticus 25 the last couple weeks. But we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. And so you bear with me. Just one second. We might not be real long today, but I want you to pay attention. In fact, Sean, Eve, I want everybody in the church to get a copy of this. What we're going to preach on this morning. I want everybody in the church to get a copy of this thing. All right. So we're going to have a PowerPoint. Well, I hope it's powerful. And I hope it gets to the point. All right. All right. Take your Bible. Take your Bibles. Let's go to 2 Samuel 11. 2 Samuel 11. Verse number 1. 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. And it came to pass after the year was expired at the times when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David rose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Help us, Lord. Lord, help us be open, honest. Help us not play no games with you, ourselves. Have your way. Have your will, Father. I pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, if I reckon if I was going to title this thing, I'd title it Leprosy in the House, and you'll see why in a minute. But I reckon, brethren, if we was going to read this, you listen to me this morning. You listen to me. Good. I reckon if we was going to read what we just read, 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 4, I reckon maybe we could, in a modern day rendering of it, it could go like this. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David rose up and walked over to his computer. And from the computer, he went to his Facebook site. On his wall, he saw some pictures and comments posted that ought not to be there. Some friends of friends, some old school friends. So he Googled more info and found out about her. She had posted pictures of herself in a bathing suit. She was married, but what did that matter? So was he. So he emailed her, they started chatting, and the rest is a matter of record.
Got that right.
Mm-hmm. Look here, folks. I want you to listen up good. Now, folks, look here. If it applies to you, take it. If it don't, file it away and use it for future reference. Now, listen, folks. There might be a leprosy in your house. Now, I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me, brother. Folks, somebody come to me. Somebody that's to be anonymous. And somebody, everything they told me was anonymous. But somebody went and was very concerned. Because I guess how this Facebook works. They saw some sites of some of the brethren. And it concerned them so bad they could hardly sleep. No names was given. Not one name was given. Not one at all. But some things really concerned them. I didn't ask no names. I don't want to know. And nobody was ratting on anybody, talking about anybody or anything. This person was so upset they could hardly sleep. Now folks, look here. You see how the rendering I gave of that thing. I don't know how this thing works, folks, but I'm going to tell you what. You better listen up to me this morning. You might have leprosy starting in your house. Brother Fallor down there, about a week or so ago, down at Brother Baker's 35th,
brought up his thing about leprosy. And boy, it's so fitting, the thing that he brought up and talked about. It fits this morning with what we're going to be looking at. Brother, look here. All I know is look here, brother. And I'll say this right here. I know, I'm not telling you what to do. I ain't going to tell you what to do. And I don't know. I don't want to know. But anything between you and God, and you know about it, and you know what, if it hits you today, you better grab hold. Because I'll tell you something, you're liable to bring leprosy in your house, your home, and your life, sure enough. I know a couple, about a year ago, my youngins had that Facebook, and it was supposed to be better than some of the rest of it. But what happened was somebody that used to go to this church had tried to contact them and stir up. So I said, that's it, you off, that's done. And folks, you know me, I don't go around playing this knee-jerk reaction stuff. I don't do that. I don't try to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Folks, I try to give you principles. A box ain't evil, it's what you do with it. I know that. You know how I believe about that. I could care. I don't give a rat's hind in about whether I'm called liberal or whether I'm called conservative, whether I'm called legalistic or it don't matter. Just about what the Lord thinks. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you listen, you better take heed and you better be careful. And you better let the Lord speak to your heart this morning. Look here. Take your Bible. Go to the book of Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14. And look here. You better not even ask me any questions about this, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. All that was given to me was anonymous. I don't know. Don't want to know. And you don't know the person who talked to me, whether they go to this church or don't go. You don't know nothing about it. And you ain't going to. Because you know what? If you say, well, Brother Doss, I need you to tell me, well, boy, you've thrown up a guilty sign in too. Like I said, it's all anonymous. If you ain't got to worry about it, you ain't got to worry about it. But you better take it to heart. And if it don't apply, you better file it away. Better file it away. Look here. You know what? Before I get this thing in Leviticus, you think about that a minute. Think about what David did. Hey, David just got it. And that was a time of year kings went out to war. David shouldn't have been at the house. But he was. And he went up to the top of his house. My goodness. How can you go? What can be wrong with going up to your house on the rooftop? That's your house. It's your roof. What's wrong with that? Brother, sometimes it ain't even safe to be at home when duty calls elsewhere. That's just the truth. David went up there and there was Bathsheba back washing herself. And that first look, he couldn't help, and there wasn't nothing wrong with it. It just happened. It's that second one, brethren. It's that second one. You cannot help sometimes what you behold, and that's not wrong. It's that second look, brethren. It's that second one. You can't help some of the things that you're exposed to. You can't help that. But brethren, it's when you go again. Now we've got a problem. Now we've got a matter of lust of the heart that needs to be dealt with. But brethren, look here. It could just easily have been today. A man gets up. Woman gets up. I can't sleep. Well, let me go. And they go online. And they go to Facebook. And there is friends and friends of friends. And let me tell you something, brother. I don't even have it. But I've been sent stuff before people's friends. And I'm like, I don't know this person. And I'm telling you, I'm like, sometimes been like, whoa now, come on. Hey now, what in the world? Brother, listen to me. And somebody goes there. And you know what? Look here. Especially after if it's a time maybe that mom and daddy's had a little argument. Especially when maybe husband and wife, things ain't quite been hitting, and things just ain't been good, been a little arguments or something going on, or maybe things ain't been good, too good in the bedroom, or just whatever. And he or she's online there, and there's somebody from way back. You tell me the devil can't paint a scene? He can paint a scene. He can paint a scene, buddy. He can do it. And you know what he'll do? The devil reminds you of the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But he don't remind you of the misery, the pain, and the bondage. He'll remind you of back when you was younger, or you were this, and you had, and you know what? And you'll think, well, it's just harmless. No, it's not harmless. You are playing with fire. You're playing with fire. And next thing, there's something that you think is harmless, or I'm just trying to help them out. Playing with fire with it. Look here. Leviticus 14, verse 33.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And after, the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house. So the plague might be in the walls of your house, or the walls of your computer, or your Facebook wall. With hollow stakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house. And what started out as harmless will spread on the walls of that thing. I'm going to go on here just a bit, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't understand it, but it's got to be this thing of the mystery and the aura of the thing. There's got to be an aura of mystery of the thing that draws people. I know you can say, well, both of those people can use telephones. There's a difference about how interactive this thing is. I'm not telling you, you get me this morning. I ain't telling nobody to get rid of no computer or even get rid of a Facebook site. I'm not telling you to do that. I am telling you that the Holy Ghost tells you to. You better. Everybody's different. Do you know some people can't handle a computer? They don't need to have one. Not everybody. People have different battles, brethren. I'm telling you. Just because you got a problem with something don't mean somebody else does. But you better be honest with yourself. Some people can handle a computer, but some people can't handle one of those social networking sites. You might be able to handle it. And you better be man enough or woman enough and spiritual enough to say, I can't handle this. Maybe it just needs to be cleaned up. I don't know. I just want you to let God have His way with you this morning wherever things are at. Verse number 39 or verse 38, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread on the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall place through the house. And if the plague come again, and break out of the house after they have taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. All right, look here. A house could get leprosy. A house could get a plague. You've heard of sick houses? It's true. It's very true. Your Bible tells you about it. I want to ask you this morning. Won't be real long. Don't think we will. We'll see. I want to ask you, is there a plague in your house? Is there a plague on your Facebook walls? I mean, I could say a plague in your computer. That'll work too. Plague in your house. That'll work too. We'll go around with it. But I'll even be more direct. Is there a plague on your Facebook walls? And I'll be honest with you, brethren. I don't know. I don't know who's all got it. Who don't know what, I don't know, don't know. Just want to tell you this morning. Just want to tell you this. If you do, if there is a plague there, it will spread to the other parts of your house. It will defile your home. I'm just going to tell you. If there is, if there's a plague there, it'll defile your home, it'll spread throughout, it'll ruin your marriage, it'll destroy, I'm just going to tell you right now, it'll destroy it all. You see, leprosy starts out on the inside, then it shows up on the outside. So if you got leprosy in the house, and if it gets into you as a person, it starts out as a bacterium, so it's on the inside. You don't know you got it until it starts showing up. Until it starts showing up. And by then, it's almost too late. I say too late, and the damage is it's starting. Listen, leprosy starts out on the inside, then it shows up on the outside. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you this morning, anybody that gets this on tape, some of the brethren here at the church, I want everybody at church to get a copy of this. But I want to ask you, is there something hid away in your heart and mind If so, you better kill it now before it takes hold and spreads. See, I don't know. Why? Goodness gracious, brother. I think y'all wonderful and great. I don't know, man. I don't know a thing. I think everything's wonderful and great with you. But God knows. He knows you, He knows me. And it's like I tell them boys at the prison and boys at the juvenile center, you and I got, listen, you got things, why, man, for a man saved, he's got things he's done, don't nobody know about but him and God. And brother, sometimes the saints will hide something back in there, in a little secret room in their mind. And they go to it, and nobody knows they go to it, but it's there. You better clean that room out, you better close that door, you better seal it off, because it's going to spread. I'm just telling you. Is there something hid away in your heart or mind that's kind of there? It's not showed up on the outside. That's the way leprosy is. Leprosy is a bacterium. Brother Flora made some wonderful comments about it down there. He's so right. Leprosy is, it's a bacterium, and it gets into the body. And first you'll know you got it until it starts showing up. And once it starts showing up, brother, it'll eat you alive. Leprosy, well, it's horrible. It's just horrible. Brethren, there's a gangrenous smell that comes because your body part, you're just rotting away. You literally rot away with leprosy. And the smell and the stench, they say, is just horrible. It disfigures you. Lepers used to hang out in cemeteries and places like that. And people thought they were possessed. They were devils. Because your face will eat away. And we'll get to it in a minute. Your face will get eat away. The stench and the smell, it's just horrible. You were put out from other... And I mean, but it still starts out... When you got it, you don't know it at first. And when it does show up, it's one little spot. But by the time it's finished, it's literally just about eating you alive. Folks, look here. It starts out a social networking site, Facebook, whatever. It starts out on a wall. It starts out and there's something there and that thing gets in. And the devil knows how to paint the scene. He knows when things aren't going good, and you'll revert to it in your mind, and you'll go there. Next thing you know, you'll go here, and it builds, and it builds, and pretty soon it's destroyed you. It's ate you alive. And the stench of it will offend everybody around you. Let's go on. Now, I want you to be honest. Usually, the first outward sign of leprosy is just a spot on the skin that may be darker or lighter than the other skin. That's how it starts out. It may be on your hand, maybe on your head, somewhere to where there'll be a spot. Might be small, might be big, and it'll be either darker than your skin or it will be lighter than your skin. And it's a spot that also starts going numb. That one spot, you can't feel anything. You get burned, you can't feel it. You get cut, you can't feel it. You can't feel it. It's starting to get distinguished. It's lighter or darker, and it's starting to get numb. Look here. You better look out for an area in your life that starts standing out. An area that starts changing. Wait a minute. You know that? It's a little lighter, a little dark. That one there is something different. An area that you start getting numb about. You know, you don't feel convicted about it anymore. It don't bother you no more. Used to. But it doesn't. Brethren, search your heart. Be honest. It's something that it's different. It's not the way it used to be. And you're numb about it. Used to it bother you, don't bother you no more. Danger sign. Now, brethren, you know I'm all about balance. I'm all about that. Too many times, brother, the independent Baptists, their attitude, their idea is just kill it, man, and throw everything out. You will never develop spiritually if that's your way. That's the easy way out. That's easy. That's a shortcut to spirituality that doesn't work. I just throw it all out and get real. That's not it, man. That's not it. That is not the key. Let me tell you something. The key is not, Brent, so I told you, that thing's an object. Now, some people need to have character enough to realize they can't handle it. But some people just need to learn to have some discipline over the thing. You understand what I'm saying, brethren? But too often, brethren, sometimes our attitudes are just like I said, just kill the thing, take an easy way out. You need to develop
some. You need to develop, by the Spirit of God's help, you need to develop some character to you, some self-discipline, some control, a walk with God. There are no shortcuts to spirituality. There's not. And some of it's easy to just take and say, well, that's it. But you know what? Think about this. Son, you ain't throwing everything out. And the key is always that thing right there. The key is always the heart. Always. Always, always, always. But I'm going to tell you something. If a man wants it bad enough, he'll get it where he wants it. Now I'm just going to tell you the truth. He'll go to the library. I'm telling you, if a man wants it bad enough, he'll go somewhere to get it. So don't fool yourself into always thinking that the answer is getting rid of the thing. No, if you don't get that heart right, you'll get it wherever you can get it from. That's just all there is to it. That's the reason when Dave got too many independent Baptists, God, Lord, heaven help us. That's fooling herself. Just fooling herself, man. They've got a lot of outward things out, but that heart is like a pigsty in Egypt. You get a heart where it ought to be, everything else come together. Now look here. But you be honest with yourself. Is there an area there that it's changing? You're changing your view on. And brother, let me tell you something. Changing views are fine when God changes your view. That's fine. Lord will help you, man. Man, a lot of times you get... Let me tell you something, brother. Here's the thing. When you get... A lot of times folks get saved. Most of the time we get saved, a lot of times we was out there. You know what I'm saying? It's out there in the world. Well, you know that was wrong. A lot of times what happens is that pendulum swings to the other side and now ain't nothing right. And that's all right. Because you got to go through that kind of. And that pendulum's got to swing till it finally finds its balance. Boom. That's good. But if you get somebody newly saved, brethren, if they've been out there in the world, they'll kill everything, man. That pendulum, whoof, is swung over here. Because they're like, you know, they're like, I know I was wrong over there. And they'll just kill everything that moves, man. That's not right neither. You got to find that balance. You got to find that balance. And we got to do that. But listen, folks, I'll tell you. I want you to be honest with yourself this morning about these things I'm asking you. Please. Let the Lord catch this thing and check it before it brings some ruination to you. Hey, there might not be a problem at all. But if there is. Folks, look here. If you can catch something before it becomes a public matter, it can be dealt with between you and God. Once that thing starts becoming a public matter, you're going to really get yourself in a fix. Watch this. So how about it? An area. You're starting to look at it different. Again, that's all right to look at something different if the Lord's giving you that different look. All right? That's fine. That's fine. But if it's a different look that you're taking on things, if you're looking at things different to gratify your flesh without a right principle behind it, that's a danger sign. And starting to get numb. Don't feel convicted about it anymore. Don't bother. Leprosy then, brethren, it attacks the nerves. You can go look it up. Dictionary. It attacks the nerves in the hands and feet. It attacks other places, but it starts out. Starts out as a spot. Then it attacks the nerves of the hands and the feet. They'll lose their... They'll lose your fingers. You'll lose your... And what happens is, brethren, they become numb. Once again, leprosy, you become numb. Your hands and your feet, they have no feeling. Seriously. Their hand can go on a fire and they don't feel it. You cut it, bleeding, and they don't. I've read stories, people talk lepers, and their legs will be bleeding. And they don't feel it. They don't feel it. They're just going numb. They have no feeling. They can't feel cuts. They can't feel burns. Well, how about it? A spot, but now it's spreading. Can't feel conviction. You're numb. Listen, you know what? You get numb to the damage being done to you and your home. You know what happened? It'll spread and it'll start affecting the home and you can't see it. You'll be numb to it. Next thing you know, hey, Jeremy, if you could, I think I cut that heat off down there back there. It's got a little bit. We're probably good to go now. Thank you, buddy. I see some folks, it was getting a little warm. Look here. What'll happen is, what you'll do is, you'll get and the marriage will start falling apart. Relationship with the kids will start falling apart. With the brethren, and you can't see it. You're numb to it. You think everything's good to go, everything's fine. You're numb to it. You can't see it. What I'm telling you is, brethren, if this is the case, there's a leprosy there. There is a spiritual leprosy that needs healing, needs cleansing, really. Look here. Let me ask something. You ask yourself, are you losing feeling? We're not losing feeling. Yeah. Feeling for God. Feeling for family. Feeling for the brethren. I'm not talking about getting a feeling. I'm talking about having a feeling, a devotion, a love for God, family, your friends. Now be honest. I hope it don't apply at all. But I want you to ask. When leprosy comes, you get numb. You get numb. Can't feel. Was there a time that, man, you had a heart for God? You just had a heart for the Lord, but it's getting numb. Getting numb. Brethren, I know the salvation is not about feeling and emotion, but goodness, if you don't have some feeling and emotion sometimes, something's wrong with your salvation, man. Sometimes. You would tell me that you can get moved for things of this world, but you can't get moved for God? Now, I'll never accept that. You would tell me you can't get moved for wife and family, which you ought to, but you can't get moved for the God who loved you, that can't touch your emotions sometimes? Something's wrong with you. Come on. Why, goodness gracious, you would tell me, brother, it's all fact, it ain't about feeling, but you're going to tell me the God of the universe is going to take up residence inside of you and you're not going to know it? I'm sorry, I don't think so. Somebody ain't moving into your home and you not know it. That's the reason this crowd today, you got to go out, so you got to go out, and what you do is, you got to go out and take a Bible and convince them that they did something they really didn't do. You got to tell them they got saved and they really didn't. The Bible says His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Brethren, the reason you know, although you're saved, is because there's one in you bearing witness that you are a child of God, bearing witness to that book. Brethren, somebody's not moving in your home and you not know it. You're not going to tell me God's going to take up residence inside of you and you not know it, and somebody have to go around and convince you there's somebody in your home. I just believe you'd know it. Bound to know it. The God of the universe is going to come in, make you a new creature, and you're not going to know it? No. You ought to have a heart toward God. Sure you ought to. You ought to be a love toward Him. You love your wife, you love your children, you love others, it ought to be a heart towards God. And if that was there, but all of a sudden it's getting where, you know, there's a numbness there. A numbness toward the Lord. A numbness toward your wife, your husband, your children. Something's wrong then. Just asking, is it? Is it? Look here. How about your hands? You used to work for the Lord, but now you don't. There's a work for the Lord you used to do, but now you're not. You don't. Are your feet? That's how you get places. You don't come to church. Or you don't come to your Bible like you used to. But those are warning signals that something's not right. That there's a spiritual leprosy taking place. Your feet are getting damaged. You don't come to church. You don't come to the things of God. You don't come to your Bible. Your hands, you don't work for the Lord like you used to. Leprosy then attacks after the hands and feet, goes to the eyes. Seriously. It goes to the eyes. You know what happens? They say your eyes can't blink anymore. Your eyes can't, you can't blink. Now, boy, ain't that wild. You can't blink anymore, so you can't protect your eyes. God gave you the blinking reflex to protect your eyes. You know what I'm saying? It keeps things out. You can shut your eyes and close them. You can't blink. I guess they can close their eyes and sleep, but they can't blink. And you know what also happens? When you can't blink, there's no moisture. You get no moisture. How about it? Have you gotten to the place that you can look at anything to where you used to you couldn't? Has it gotten to the place to where, you know, that you can look at things that used to, it bothered you. It bothered you. And you know, it offended you. And you knew, but now you can look at it and not blink. Have you heard that phrase? Man, you can do it, look at it, and not blink. Can you look at it now and not blink? You know, you can't blink and there's no moisture. Your eyes get dry. Can't cry no more. No tears of sorrow, no tears of joy. Something's wrong. Well, it's just, I'm not that kind of person. Well, something's wrong with you. Somebody boogered up your personality. Savior wept. Good night, what's wrong with you? Where's your head at? God gave you tears of joy. God gave you tears of happiness. God gave you tears of sorrow. God gave you tears. I'm not saying y'all to go around being a blubbering basket case all the time. I never said that. I'm saying that y'all to be real. Y'all to be real. Come on now. God give them to you. Savior wept. Tell that Bible, weak tears of joy, weak tears of happiness. If I tell you something, you get leprosy, you ain't. You get leprosy, you won't. Because your eyes just dried up.
You get spiritual leprosy, same thing. You know what, brother? You'll just take, you know what, those wonderful hymns, you'll just sing them. You'll sing. When there was a time, the hot tear would be coming out of your eye. Man, glory to God, God's good. Man, He is good. He's like Him, man. He's good. And He used to bless your heart. And He's good. And I know things can change from day to day. I understand that. I know there's circumstances in life. I'm talking about, is there something that's distinguishing you now? I'm not saying that every service you come in the same way. I understand, man. I understand things are different. Don't get me wrong. I understand, man, the kids drove you out of your head one day and you're just not feeling. I understand them things. What I'm talking about is over a period of time, this thing's starting to distinguish you. Or you used to have a tender heart for the Lord and His goodness and His blessings and you could shed a tear. No more. And I know everybody's different, brethren. Goodness. I cry in a minute, man. Everybody's different. You be who you are. I understand all that. But, come on, brother. When things of this world can move you and the things of God can't, something's wrong. The eye gets numb. Blindness results. Ultimately, the leper will go blind. And the nose does get damaged. It really does. But in some people, God, in heaven help them. Lepers have had basically just a hole where there was a nose. They just eat it away. Basically, honestly, it is a when leprosy takes hold, it can be a grotesque looking sight where it's just eat the members away and there's just a stench of death. The thing of it is, for the leper though, the nose becomes damaged and you can't smell. Let me ask you something. How is your discernment? Sure enough, how is it? Getting dull, getting numb, you can't kind of, the lines aren't clean cut anymore, there aren't kind of. See, leprosy starts inside. It's inside before it ever shows up outside. That's where this stuff is. It starts out in your heart and your mind. Something you're harboring in there that nobody knows about, but you and God know about. And you let it go. Now it's starting to affect the outside. And then it finally works to destroy you completely. You know, if you were a leper, you were unclean. Unclean! Unclean! You went out with a covering over your lip. And you, and if there was people, you had to cry, unclean, unclean, so everybody could get out. They, from what I've gathered, some of the reading I've done, they'd stone you. If you came out in the general populace, you were supposed to be outside the camp, they would stone you. They'd drive you away. They would get you before you infected everybody else. I've read stories about where it'd be like, if a family member got it, they would quarantine them. The priest would come check them out. And that's it, bud, you're gone. But now, your daughter, your son, mother, father. Can you imagine? I mean, no, seriously. Now, can you imagine one of your children getting leprosy? And they say they say leprosy is not hard to get, but it is coughing and things like that. You get it in the air like that. It's not spread by sexual contact or things like that. It comes through the air. It's not real easy. It's not real easy to get. That's what I meant to say. You don't catch it real easy. But you do catch it in the air and all like that. Can you, if your daughter, you understand me, folks? If your daughter, your son, your wife, if you saw the telltale sign, then you had to call the priest. They'd check it out. If they had it, that's it. Outside the camp. You're banished. That's horrible, brother. But you know what? Spiritual leprosy will do the same thing. You see, listen, you were put out of the camp. Folks, listen. If spiritual leprosy is starting in your life, do you know what you're possibly playing with? The possibility of church discipline. Do you understand me? I spoke about leprosy here being in the walls. If you've got leprosy on the Facebook wall, if you don't deal with it, it's going to get a hold of you. It's going to come out. And you know what? It's liable to have to cause church discipline brought on you. You understand me, people? It's serious business. It's not playing around. It don't start out just like that. A contact, get to talking, next thing you know, a relationship starts, next thing you know, and we've seen it happen. We've seen it happen. Starts out. Listen, you know what you did? We just read about it. The house was to be scraped. The stones removed and other stones put in their place. You scrape the house, you remove the stones, and you put other stones in its place. What you need to do, folks, clean up your computer.
Oh, I know the easy thing would be to, you know, the easy thing would be to think and just start yelling, screaming, and take a big sledgehammer. Sorry, Ellie. That's hers. I borrowed hers. And just kill it. You know. That's the easy thing to do. But it didn't touch the heart. And you'll buy another one. Don't tell me. You'll get another. Son, you'll go broke. You'll get another one. You'll get another one because you know why? The problem ain't that. And it's not, people. The problem's that. Now, you might need to clean that thing up. See, if there was leprosy in the house, you didn't destroy the house unless finally it was just so bad. First, you tried cleaning the house up. You scraped it and removed the stones. Let's handle this thing at the lowest level possible. Let's try cleaning the site up. Brethren, again, I don't know nothing, man. I don't know any of you. I don't know who's got it, who don't. I'm just telling you. Somebody was concerned. Somebody was hurt. You said, well, sounds like they had one too. For a purpose. For a purpose. And what they found, they wouldn't be known as fine. They didn't realize, but it tore this person up. I'm going to tell you something, Brad. Listen to me. And they didn't, and no names. I don't know if it's one person, many person, male. I'm going to tell you something. Look here. No, nothing was told to me about. I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. You better clean that thing up at the lowest level. Start at your site. Do you have a site that needs to be cleaned up? Now I know some people say, oh, brother, that's what you need to do. Tell them to get rid of the whole thing. Oh, hush. I ain't got time for you. Listen, in that book, you didn't tear the house down at first. You just found out where the problem was and got rid of that part of the problem. That part of the house got cleaned up. You scraped it. You put other stones there. You got a Facebook site? Let's start there. If it needs cleaning up, clean it up. Remove some stones. Remove it. There might be some people, friends, pictures. I don't know. Get rid of them. Remove those infected stones. Get them out. Scrape it. If you've got a website, I'm just telling you, clean it up. I don't know, man. It might not be a thing. I want this thing to go out all over the place. Other people, everybody at church get a hold of it. We send this stuff out. I'm just telling you. Take care of the lowest level possible. Go to that site. Go to that wall. Go to that. Clean it up. Scrape it up. Remove the stones. You know what you do? You didn't leave a big hole in your wall. You put other stones in its place. Get rid of it. Put right things there. Let's take care of the lowest level possible. That's always in your life. You know what you do? In your life, what you do? If you put something out, put something right in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a guy years ago, man, before I was pastoring, years ago, this preacher Paul talking about when he was in Bible school, said he, Lord told him that what he was watching was wrong, and Lord just had him get rid of this TV. He said that's what Lord had him do. But he said he knew he couldn't keep, if he took something out, he had to put something there in his place. Got him a ping pong table. Now, I couldn't do that. I would have no place to eat. I wouldn't have no place to sit. I wouldn't have no place, can you imagine? Ping pong table in my house, we'd have them walls destroyed in no time at all. But what I'm saying is, brother, sometimes when you put something out, you got to put something in its place that's right. If your Facebook wall or any part of it needs cleaning up, scrape it and remove some things. I'm telling you. If your website, there may be a site you don't need to go to. You need to put it off. Favorites, if there's something, listen, clean it up. Get rid of it. Take it down. Either do it or maybe offer an explanation. Hey, you know what? I've got to make these. You know what? God's convicted me about this is not correct. The Lord showed me I got to take. Use a way to get some things across to some people. I don't know. I'm just telling you. You scraped the house. You got rid of them stones. Maybe you need to do that for your site. Maybe it's just you know, one site. Maybe it's a whole computer. Maybe the whole computer. Maybe there's not just that one site. Maybe there's other parts of your computer. You need to clean up. You need to clean up. You need to scrape it. Remove the stones. Clean up your computer. Clean up your walls. If it needs to be gotten out, get it out. You may,
I didn't say you do. I said you may need to get rid of Facebook. You may need to get rid of the computer. Wait a minute. You'll be all right. I didn't tell you to. I didn't tell you to. I ain't getting rid of mine. Not that the Lord tells me to. And I hope I'd be spiritual enough and man enough to do it if He said do it. But He's not telling me to do that right now. There's been some things God has told me to get out of my life. But you know what? That's me. And that ain't you. And everybody's different. You understand me? Everybody's different. I told you that time. I remember one time that one brother stood up and gave testimony how that chess had just about destroyed his marriage. That blew my doors. I could handle it. You used to people say, well, liquor, you know, drugs, you know, this and that. But this man said chess. And you know what? He was honest. Chess about destroyed his marriage because he was consumed with it. What did he have to do? I think he had to just quit playing chess. That's different. That's different, but it was a real deal to him. I never will get Brother Niels. God bless him. Niels one time got me in a car. And it was in the car. And he said, Brother Dawson, I need to talk to you. I was like, oh my goodness. What in the world? He said, Brother, I gotta talk to you. He said, I just gotta talk to you. I said, well, brother, go ahead. He goes, Brother, been playing tennis. Well, I'm sitting over like, I knew it was serious, but I couldn't help it. It's Niels, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the way he told it, I couldn't help it. Well, then he got tickled. He said, I'm trying to bear my heart in my pastor, and you're laughing at me. I can't help it, brother. I'm just, what was going on? He'd just been playing some tennis down there. Well, see, you know, and it was a mixed kind of thing there. And he said, brother, because I just don't feel it's right. I said, amen, brother, stop it. Amen. That's good, you know? And he says, I just wanted you to know about it. I said, well, that's fine, brother. You know, amen. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, he goes, brother, I said, look, the way you was talking for a minute, I was like, oh, what's he done? You know, I was like, hey, goodness, what in the world? You know, but it was, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, I'm glad it wasn't, you know, what it could, some things it could have been. But still, that was something God was dealing with him about. Brother, what I'm telling you, he didn't go around telling everybody, all right, you got to take this racket, you know what you are. You know, but listen, Racquetball? No. Listen, I'm telling you, brethren, you know where you're at and you know what needs to be done and you know some things that you've let get in an inordinate affection in your life. If God's telling you to take care of it, take care of it. Brethren, not everybody needs to get rid of the computer, but you know some people do. Did you know there are some people that need to get... I didn't say everybody. Did you hear me? But I'm telling you, I bet you if some people would give a good listen to the Lord, He'd tell them to get rid of it before they destroy their family. Some people maybe just need to get rid of a site. Some people just need to clean up a site. Some people just need to clean up a computer. Some people need to get rid of the computer. I'm just telling you, brother, weigh things out and be honest. Listen, you got rid of those stones. Now, if that didn't work, you know what happened? You trashed the whole house. Start again. Clean up the site. If that don't work, get rid of the site. If that don't work, maybe you need to. But what you really need to start working on is this thing right here. Something wrong. But you know what, brother? But everybody's different. Some things tempt some people that don't tempt others. Now, that's just the truth, brother. I told you about a man told me one time, he goes, preacher, he goes, I can lust after a boat like some men lust after a woman. I can't figure that one. That blows my mind. I can look at a boat and I'm like, whatever. That interests me about as much as paint drying on the wall. But people are different, man. This man, he loved sailboats. He loved them, man. Amen. But you know what? I guarantee you, I know I got some things in my life that probably grab my attention and people are like, what? What? Because, let's see, we always think we're normal and everybody else is weird. Amen. We do. We think we are normal and everybody else says, what? What we eat's fine. But you, man, you'd eat that. What? Come on, man. Ugh, that's nasty. But you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. It's the way it is. You know, bananas and peanut butter. That'll go. Some people, now, you know what? Now, where I come from, now, I don't like it. But my parents and she, Sarah, you know what she likes? Bananas and mayonnaise. Man, do I need to say more? I mean, amen. I don't sit there all the time, but I get anything out of him. Yeah, bananas and mayonnaise.
Hey, know what to do for a hound that comes over here. Hey, but you know what? Hey, brother, I'm just telling you. Everybody's different. Alan, you're a blessing, but everybody's different. And you know what we do? We tend to think that we're good to go, but everybody else is different. But it's the same thing, brethren, with things that grab people. Some things somebody has a problem with that other people don't. Don't think that everybody's got the same problem you got. Do you understand me? Don't think that so what happens is a brother or sister will get victory over something and they realize it, they admit it. Well, then they think everybody in the world's got the same problem. Well, God dealt with me about this. And, you're the same way. Well, no, maybe not. Don't think that everybody's like you. To be honest with yourself. Listen, after that, go to work on yourself. Go to Matthew 8. You might need to go to that site. You might need to clean up them walls. Remove some stones. Maybe remove the program. After you've done that, work on you. Look at Matthew 8. Matthew 8, verse 2. Watch this thing. Matthew 8, verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. You see that? That leper needed to be made better. He needed to be healed. Notice how he worded it. You can make me clean. Take your Bible. Go to Matthew 10. Now I'm just giving you just a few verses on this. You can check it out. You'll see the same thing over and over. Matthew 10, verse 8. Look what the Lord Jesus told him to do. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely receive, freely give. Look at that. I mean, ain't lepers sick? Mm-hmm. But notice the Lord said to cleanse them. Heal the sick. Well, lepers sick too. But Lord didn't say cleanse the sick. He said heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cleanse the lepers. Now, the Bible also terms them in need of healing. But ain't that strange? Cleanse the lepers. Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Take your Bible to Luke 4. Luke 4. See, leper didn't go around going, sick, sick, sick. He ran around going, unclean, unclean. As long as you view your sin as a sickness, you ain't getting no help. You need to view it as it is, sin and a matter of uncleanness that is defiling you. Folks, you understand me? You understand the difference? Yes, there was healing needed, but it was different. This needed cleansing. You were put out of the camp. You didn't get put out of the camp with a cold, buddy. This has defiled you. You was unclean. Sick, sick! No, man. Unclean, unclean! Alcoholism! No, man. Drunkard! I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Unclean. Unclean. You can put a name to it, man, but you're to get down to what the book says. So the book says, call it what it is. A leper needed cleansing. And if you've got an element of spiritual leprosy in your life, you need cleansing. You don't need psychiatric help. You don't need psychological help. You need spiritual cleansing. Take your Bible, Luke 4. Look at verse 27. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them were healed? No, cleansed. Save in Naaman the Syrian. Do you see that? Cleansed, cleansed, cleansed. I just gave you some things this morning to search yourself by, to be open and honest with. If it fits, if it hits, if it drove home, you need to admit, you need to come to grips with the fact that you need cleansing. You need cleansing. First you needed, I told you that, look, remember the house that had leprosy? Move the stones, get to put others in its place, clean your site up. Clean the Facebook up, clean the computer, whatever, clean, but then go to work on yourself. It's probably got into use too. Into you. Not just your site. It's affected you. You need cleansing. You need cleansing. Take your Bible real quick. Try to hurry. Go to 2 Corinthians 7. 2 Corinthians 7. Now we just read, didn't we? What do lepers need? Cleansing. Lepers need cleansing because they're unclean. Not just healing. Sin's not a disease. It's sin. It's wrong. They need cleansing. It defiles you.
Lepers need cleansing. If you've got spiritual leprosy, you need cleansing. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. The Bible says this. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If you've got a spot, something that's changed in your life, that's different than the way it used to be, that you're looking at different, things that you're numb to, your hands no longer do for the Lord like they used to, your feet don't care where they need to go, your eye, if you've got symptoms of spiritual leprosy, you need cleansing. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. How do you do that? What does the Bible say in Ephesians 5:26? The washing of water by the Word. Let that get in that book. Expose yourself to that book. Be obedient and let God cleanse you. Let that book cleanse you of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Be honest. Lord, it's true. That's me. I acknowledge it. Lord, help me get it out. Flesh and spirit. Deeds and actions. Attitudes and motives. And finally, take your Bible to 1 John 1. You got a problem with Facebook? Maybe it's time to face the book. Got a problem with Facebook? Maybe it's time to face the book about some things. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There you go. Cleanse us. See that cleansing? You need cleansing. You need to take and admit that thing to God and let the blood of Christ cleanse you from that thing and restore you to fellowship. Get that thing right and then take the actions needed to keep it from coming back again. Let that book, listen, let the blood cleanse you of what you allow to take place. And let that book cleanse you from things that you've allowed in that don't need to be in. If there's an element of spiritual leprosy anywhere in your life, what you need is cleansing. The blood's there to cleanse, and the Word of God's there to work at a cleansing effect upon your life, both inside and out. Father, Lord, I want to thank You for Your Word. Lord, Father, now, Lord, I want these folks here to know, or anybody to get this on tape. Lord, I want them to know that they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry one bit about me getting on computer and Facebook and finding and looking over their shoulder. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Lord. They don't have to worry about that. Brother Doss is not going to get on the computer and go hunting. I'm not doing it, Father. Lord, they either have You in them to police them or they don't. And Lord, if You can't keep us right, can't nobody. So Lord, nobody in this room's got to worry about me getting me an account and going on and trying to find out what's going on. I ain't doing it. Lord, that's some. But Lord, You know. You know. And Father, I pray that we'd everyone be willing to examine ourselves in the light of Your Word. And Father, if there is a leprosy in our home, on our computer. Lord, in Leviticus, there was leprosy in the walls, plague in the walls. Lord, You showed that it needed to be dealt with at the most minimal level possible. If needs be, just scrape the walls, remove the infected stones, put others into place. If that couldn't do it, then more drastic measures were called for. Father, folks, you don't have to worry about me. But Lord, I pray that they'd be willing. Lord, every one of us would be willing. Lord, to be honest with You, in the light of what we looked at, if there's something, dear God, on a computer or in our home that needs to be scraped and removed, help us to do it. Help us, Lord, put a right thing in its place, a clean thing. Lord, if we're honest enough to admit that there's been an element of spiritual leprosy that's manifested itself, Father, help us realize we need cleansing and that Your blood and Your Word are there to cleanse us. Keep us clean.
Father, wherever the need is, Lord, help us to be receptive to it. Have your way and will, Father. This we ask in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, love you. I'm going to let you go with it. Folks, I'm going to let you go. She want it.